chapter of the Bible. And what I want to do is read a paragraph. And by the way, junior church is dismissed. Sorry, Melody. I'm getting so excited about preaching, I forgot to dismiss you. I've been known to forget the offering because all I could think about was the sermon. as they head towards their place, we've been looking at 1 Corinthians 13, and I want to read a paraphrase of verses 4 through 7 that was written by Alan Redpath. And I thought it was great, so I put it on the screen for you there, so you can read along with me. And it's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 7, and this is a paraphrase. And it goes something like this. You read along as I read. Love is very patient, but we are impatient. Love is very kind, but we are discontented and unkind. Love knows no jealousy, but we are always envious of others who have more than we do or we think they do. Love makes no parade, but we are so proud. Love gives itself no airs and is never rude, but we are ill-mannered. Love is never selfish, but we are self-centered. Love is never irritated, but we become short-tempered so easily. Love is never resentful, but we look for slights and cherish wrongs. Love is never glad when others go wrong, but we take a secret delight in the failures of other people. Love is gladdened by goodness, always slow to expose and eager to believe the best, but we are so sensuous. Great paraphrase by Alan Redpath of this chapter. So far, beginning in verse 4, we have seen what love is, and we're given two things. Love is patient and love is kind. And then next, we learn what love is not. And then he lists eight things in our passage. We've already looked at five of those. And we've seen that love is not jealous, boastful, arrogant, rude, and selfish. And today we will see three more. That's my goal if we have time, because we are going to gather around the table in a little bit. So I got to keep an eye on the clock, and sometimes I forget to do that. And we're going to look at these three. And the first one we have is love is not easily angered. And we see that in verse 5c. The Message Bible says it like this: love does not fly off the handle. Let me ask you, does that describe you and me when it says love does not fly off the handle? We find this same Greek word that's used here in this text also in Acts 17, verse 16. The NIV, and then I have the New Living Translation, the NIV says this, it's on the screen there for you. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was, now here's our word, deeply troubled by all the idols he saw everywhere in the city. And then we have in verse 16, this has got to be a different passage. I forgot to write it down. Well, it's right, but it's I don't think it's Acts 17, 16. Oh, no, it is. I'm getting confused here. Yeah, it is. It's just the New Living Translation. Okay, we'll get there. While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see the city was full of idols. Two different ways in this one passage, in two different translations, we see the word translated deeply troubled and greatly distressed. That's the word that we're looking at here. I think both the English Standard Version and the Living Bible nail it. They get it right. And they say this: love is not irritable. That's the translation we just read by Alan Redpath. That love is not irritable. Not only is it not easily angered, but it is not irritable. What this tells me is this word is pointing inwardly to something deeper than just outward anger. Love is not easily angered. This goes deep. This goes to what we're feeling and what we're experiencing. Watch this. Before we fly off the handle. It's pointing to something that's going on down deep in us before we actually fly off the handle, before we're actually angered or we respond in anger. That's this word here. Someone said this, love guards against being irritated. Love guards against being upset or feeling anger over things said or done against you and me. So it goes much deeper. That's what he's pointing out in Acts 17, 16, when he's describing how he's feeling. He's deeply troubled. Same word. He's greatly distressed. He's going down deep in how we feel before we fly off the handle. Have you ever heard someone say, boy, you're sure touchy today? Or maybe this one. Well, sure, it looks like you got up on the wrong side of the bed. What are they talking about? They're pointing down deep into what's going on in the heart. And that's what we see here. Have you ever been accused of getting up on the wrong side of the bed? Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like irritable, touchy? And those are two words that describe this word. When you look at some of the translations, it is that love is not irritable or touchy. Have you ever been touchy or irritable in your life? Well, I'm sure we'd all have to admit that we have this problem here. Lewis Smedes, he says this, what is it like to be irritable? Irritability, he writes, is the emotional launch pad for anger. To be irritable is to be in a constant countdown for a temperamental blast off. It is to have your insides coiled, ready to spring into fury. The spiritual membranes of an irritable person are inflamed. The slightest friction sends a surge of pain through his system, and he explodes in anger. And so what he's talking about is not so much the angry behavior, but what's going on before that is produced, the feelings that's taking place. What's going on inside of you before you fly off the handle? There are those around you and me, and maybe we've been guilty of this. People feel like they are walking on eggshells when they're around you. You know what that means? When they're walking on eggshells around you, because they never know what's going to cause you to blow up or, you know, get angry or whatever. And so they just feel like they've got to walk on eggshells around you. They got to be very careful in what they do or say, because they just don't know what's going to happen. And the reason why we walk around eggshells around people is because down deep is irritability. They're feeling coiled. They're feeling irritable down deep there. This verse says or answers the question about irritability. It says love, or divine love, agape love, never gets up on the wrong side of the bed. Divine agape love is never irritable. And the one thing that studying this, and this is second or third time I've meditated on this over the years, when was the last time you confessed the sin of irritability? When was the last time you admitted that you were irritable and you were broken because of it, and you confessed? Because irritability is sin. Because it's not love. Love is not irritable. And so if love is what God wants, and then we are not walking in love, demonstrated by being irritable, and that tells me that when I'm irritable, it's sin. And I don't know if I ever heard that in my life, someone preaching that irritability is sin, that we all struggle with, right? Because it goes down deep in our heart. It's a sin which we need to confess, and it's a sin which we need to deal with. But I don't think it was one I ever confessed or dealt with for years and years and years, because I never even thought about it. You know, I just thought it's the way we are. As we approach the table a little bit later, we need to do two things. We need to, number one, we need to confess the sin of irritability, which reveals that we are not walking in love. And I say that because I think we all struggle with this, the sin of irritability, because it's a precursor of getting angry. It's what's going on down deep before we get angry. We get irritable and then we explode, you know, or we get mad at our children or our mate or whatever. And so it means we're not walking as love in love as we're told to. And so we need to ask God for forgiveness, and we need to ask God for victory, because only He can give us victory over the sin of irritability. Number two, so number one, we need to confess the sin of irritability to God. And number two, we need God's love. We need to thank God that He is love as we come around the table. And you want to know why? Because that means God never wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. What do you think would happen if He was that kind of God? And He all of a sudden got irritable. And you know what irritability does most of the time? We act, we explode, we get angry. Aren't you glad that the sovereign almighty God is not an irritable God who's going to get up on the wrong side of the bed and treat us accordingly? He never does that. We should not only confess our sin of irritability, that we have that problem, that we do that, and maybe you felt irritable before you got to church this morning, I don't know. But we also need to thank God that He's not like us, that He's not an irritable God, because that would be disastrous if He just got irritable and lost control and came at us like we do sometimes, other people. The Bible clearly tells us that divine agape love is not irritable. Let me tell you my story. It took place many years ago now, and I kind of wrote it down so I get it right. And it goes like this. Things would happen at home between my wife and I, or between me and the children, and they would happen. And as a result, I would become irritated. I would feel irritable. They'd be irritating me in there. And then often I would be guilty of flying off the handle. And so you felt the irritability, and then you fly off the handle kind of thing here. Now, I knew, and I've known since I was a teenager, that anger is sin. But I never really grasped the idea that irritability is sin, just as much. And I really wanted victory over anger. When things would happen and I would fly off the handle, that was very obvious, and it would upset me because I didn't want to be that way. I didn't want to fly off the handle and say things to my kids or to my wife or whatever. I didn't want that, and so I worked on it. I prayed about it. And I remember things happening, and then I bit my tongue, not literally, and I didn't fly off the handle. I didn't say what I wanted to say. I wanted to say it, but I didn't say it. And so I remember leaving, patting myself on the back, thinking, man, I'm arriving. I must be spirit filled or something, because I didn't say what I wanted to say, what I normally would have said, but I was victorious, right? And so I was feeling pretty good about myself. Until I come to realize that that was no victory at all. Because the Bible says love is not irritable. And I realized that I felt that irritation. I felt that touchiness. I felt that feeling, you know, that's right there before you get, you know, really get with it. Once I understood that love is not easily angered or irritable, I realized that not only did God come to set me free from anger, from flying off the handle, and he came to set me free from that. That's true. But he also came to set me free from having irritable feelings. That, according to Lewis Smedes, is the launching pad for anger. My first thought was, is it possible? Is that really possible? Because I never knew that. I never experienced it. All I experienced was the irritability, the touchiness, the getting up off the wrong side of the bed kind of thing. That's what I knew experientially. Is this where God says love is not irritable? Is that really possible for us, for you and me? Once I come to understand that, then not only did I really desperately want not to get angry, but I really desperately wanted not to feel that irritableness, not to become irritated. I really, really wanted that in my life. You know what I wanted in my life? When things happen and then you feel irritable and you may or may not get angry because you were, you know, bit your tongue kind of a thing. I wanted victory over the irritability that I was feeling. I wanted peace. Stuff happens. And then all of a sudden you feel irritated. You're irritated with the kids. You're irritated with your spouse. You're irritated at work or whatever it is. The people and circumstances. That's not peace of heart. Irritability is the opposite of peace of heart. I really, really wanted peace when normally I would have been irritated or felt irritable. I wanted God to take away the launching pad of my life. So I began to confess my sin of irritability. I began to take it to God. I began to ask God for victory in that area. I began to ask Him for His grace that He would pour out on my life in that area, that specific area, as I surrendered everything to Him. As I've done with many other sins, different things. It's what we do as Christians. Well, I began, after I learned this, I began to purposely deal with it. Did I successfully deal with it every time? No. Do we? No, not immediately. Sometimes, you know, maybe a little later. You know, you feel the irritability and you're so involved in the situation that you didn't even think about it until later, you know, kind of thing. Well, one night, I remember clearly, Sharon and I were in the kitchen. Something happened. I don't know what it was. But a few days later, I realized that for the first time in my life, not only did I not react by saying something that I shouldn't say, that I would have normally said, but I did not even feel like I wanted to. the situation didn't change. And it's very possible I started it. Who knows? I'm admitting it. Because you know how stuff is so important when they happen that later on you can't remember what it is? One of those deals. So important at the time that you feel like you want to explode, and it's not that important. Or I'd remember it, I think. But I was so blown away when God spoke to my heart and said, you didn't even want to. The irritability tendency in here was gone. Does that mean that I've never been guilty of feeling that irritability thing again? No. I wish. But you know what it told me? It told me that it was possible. That's big, to know it is possible. And so for me, it wasn't enough to just read it, because the fact that God says love isn't irritable means it's possible, because He tells us the truth, right? But when I, for the first time, realized that I experienced it, I really knew, because maybe my faith was a little weak, I don't know, but I knew it was possible for God to give victory over feelings of irritability. So I'll probably feel it again, and it'll probably happen to me today. I know two things. I wrote this down. Number one, irritability, touchiness, is a sin to be confessed and dealt with. It is a sin to be confessed and dealt with. And if you are irritable, it's not only the anger that you need to confess, but it goes deeper. It's the sin of irritability. Because when I'm irritable, I'm not walking in love. Because love is not irritable. So it's sin. And the second thing, it is possible to have victory. And that's a really good thing. Irritability. That's right, we all live. We're tempted with that every day. When you feel irritable, when I feel irritable, it should tell us one thing. That at that moment in my life, I'm walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit. I'm not walking in love. And love is a fruit of the Spirit. How many times have I come here on a Sunday and something happened and then I felt irritable just prior to walking up here and preaching? You know what that tells me? That I was preaching in the flesh, doing my best in the flesh, but not in the Spirit. Why are we irritable? Why do we have this problem? Why do we all struggle with the problem of being touchy or getting up on the wrong side of the bed or irritability problems? Why is that? This is what I believe. Irritability is the result of the deepest needs of our heart and soul not being met. The world promises to meet the deepest needs of our heart. The deepest needs of our heart are love. We need to be loved. And the other very deep need that we all have is purpose. We want to be loved and we want to have purpose in life. And when the world that promises love and when the world that promises purpose does not fulfill those needs, the result is we are irritated on the inside because we're not having the deepest needs of our heart met. I have a deep need to be loved, but Sharon can't fulfill it, no matter how she might try. We have a deep need and fulfillment when it comes to purpose. Those two things only God can give. Only God can fulfill the deepest needs of our heart. Only He can love us perfectly. And He created us for purpose. And you know what that purpose is? That purpose is to follow and serve Him with our whole heart. He created us for Himself. He created us to love Him back. He created us to follow Him and serve Him. And when we are involved in those two things, then the deepest needs of our heart are met. Augustine, in his confession, he confessed this. He said, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in Thee." Lewis Smedes added this. He said, "We would not be far wrong to translate Augustine's words like this: We are irritable, O Lord, until we make our peace with You." See, only God can take care of that deepest need of our heart. If we ever get to the place where, man, oh man, I was experiencing love instead of irritability when a circumstance happens, we can only give credit to God. We can only praise Him, because only He can do it in and through us. The answer to the problem of being irritable or being easily angered is one. It's love. For love is not easily angered. For love is not irritable. And the only way to walk in love is to confess and repent of any known sin, and do that on a regular basis, even the sin of irritability. And number two, choose by faith to give God your whole heart, allowing Him to be Lord and Master of your life. Because when we were saved, the Bible says that the love of God was poured out in us. So it's there. We just have to let Him live it out through us, giving us the victory. Do you find that you feel irritable at times with people and circumstances? And I'm afraid we'd all have to say yes to that. The problem is not your circumstances, and the problem is not other people. The problem is you. The problem is me. It's in my heart. And the only answer is Christ. You must go to the resurrected Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, and seek His grace in time of need. He's the answer. Well, point one, we'll get to point two next time. Father, this one is so eye-opening and challenging and convicting, all wrapped in one. But Father, may we not focus on the irritability problem and failures and all of that, but help us to focus on You and to thank You that You can give us the victory, that You can even forgive us of this sin and empower us to get victory over it if we just let You, if we turn to You. And I pray, Father, as we gather around the table, if we know we have an irritability in us, that we'd confess it to You and then partake. And then we would thank You that You're not like us, that You're not an irritable God, that You're a loving God. And so we do pray these things in Your Son's name. Amen.